Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Vice President of Permitting with the Meridian Energy Group about the Davis Refinery being constructed in Belfield, North Dakota. All right, well, thank you for joining us here as we follow the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in 50 years. And I know that we've talked to the CEO, William Prentice, a few times, and just about some permits, but here we got Tom Williams on, the guy who's actually in charge of the permits, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity to find out where we're at. And so let's start off with how's the permit process been up till now?
Well, thanks, Jason, for asking. It's been a lot of work, and we've really gained an appreciation for the way the local and state permit processes ensure that things are done correctly so that the environmental health of North Dakota citizens is protected while balancing the economic benefits in the form of job creation. Billings County was a real pleasure to work with during the zoning and conditional use permit process, resulting in the approval of those permits last July. And the state of North Dakota has been great as well. The Department of Health has been very transparent, and the lines of communication have always been open, and they've always welcomed us in their office to meet face-to-face, as well as performing conference calls with our engineering firms that have been assisting us in this process. The process is really one that takes place with Meridian's engineering firms, who have spent countless hours and resources making sure this refinery will meet all regulatory emissions requirements.
So the air quality permit to construction phase is a pretty complicated process. I talked to people from the North Dakota Department of Health, as well as engineers from SEH, and they both were talking about how even a little, say, like a water pipe change, just because there's a new technology now that makes it more environmental and more clean, you got to go all the way back to the manufacturer to make sure the warranty's there, that sort of thing. And all I could think of was, you know, the complications, that sort of thing. So how's that all going? Are you guys, are you patient? Is everything going okay with kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, in my world, nothing moves fast enough. But actually, all the engineering improvements that have taken place over the decades, we're able to take advantage of those, especially those in the areas of emissions control and safety. So we'll have the advantage of having the best available control technology and the best safety procedures that are tried and true with many of the refineries in this country and around the world. So last October, we submitted our initial application, but 2 months after submittal, we met with the Department of Health Air Quality, and we shared with them additional processes and emissions controls that will even lower our emission numbers below our original calculations. And however, it added a few months to the review process, but in April we submitted an amendment, and the Department of Health has been reviewing our application amendment for its completeness, and they recently had a few engineering questions. So we'll be submitting the answers early this week, which we think will be more than satisfactory.
Now, we've been following this Davis Refinery. By the way, Tom Williams, Meridian Energy Group, on the line with us. They're constructing the Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery in the United States last 50 years. It seems to us like, you know, we've been following this story for, it almost seems weekly, for months on months. And so sometimes I can get lost in the shuffle or get in my own little silo type thing. Is the permit process, is it taking long, or are you on the right timelines? Or talk to me a little bit about the timelines and the timeliness of this whole thing.
Timeliness for the permit, basically, it is what it is. The Department of Health Air Quality has a good staff of engineering and mathematical people that review these permit applications for not only completeness, but verify the science and the engineering. They're very well-qualified staff, but it will be the first refinery of this size that has been submitted to to the EPA's definition of a synthetic minor source. And we know the Department of Health will be very thorough, has been very thorough, and it's due diligence to verify the numbers and the calculations that we're proposing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tom Williams, Vice President of Permitting for the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.